Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Morning Prayer with the End Time Women and Men of War International Ministries under Apostle Ed and Deborah Deans. We welcome you on this morning. My name is Minister Roan, and I say to you again, I greet you with love and the joy of God on this morning. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
If you can hear me okay, can you give me feedback? Thank you. Thank you. If you can hear me, respond with good morning. Thank you very much. Now I know that everyone can hear me. We were on last Tuesday, and I share with everyone, you know, how God loves worship and how I love worship. So before I even begin to start, I'm here because of my position as an ambassador in God's kingdom. And most importantly to me, as well as everyone on here, I believe, is that we have the Spirit of God ushered into the midst of this prayer this morning, because we are seeking, we are believing, we are searching for God to do mighty works, even on today, even this morning, even during this prayer session. So I'm going to open up with worship this morning. And I'm going to share a quick little testimony with you. This morning, I was searching for another song, and I actually found it. And when I clicked on the song to play it, a whole totally different song popped up. So in my heart, I truly do believe this is God not only speaking to me, but speaking to everyone that's under the sound of my voice. He wants you to know that he does have his hands on you. He is aware of every circumstance, every situation, everything that's going on in our life. God is totally aware of it. Even though the enemy wants you to think different, God is totally aware of it. But before I even turn the worship on, I'm just going to start off with a small prayer just to clear out the atmosphere. Oh, gracious God, we thank you on this morning, God. We thank you for our life. We thank you for our help and our strength on today, God. God, if it's anything that we've said or done, God, that's unpleasing to you, God, we're asking for your forgiveness, Lord. But, God, ultimately, we're asking you for complete deliverance, God. Lead us to a place, God, of being better doers of your word, God, better examples of your kingdom, Lord. God, we're asking you to have your way on this line today, Father. In spite of the situation, the circumstances that's going on in our life, God, I'm asking you, God, to clear our minds of those things, God, and let us just take this moment and receive all that you have for us today, God, even before the line was open up for us to come in and join together in prayer and worship, God. You were already in the midst of what's going on in our life, Lord. So, God, we're trusting you, God. We're going to lay that thing to the side, God, and just worship on you this morning, God. Yeah. Just worship, God, in spirit and in truth on today, Father. Yeah. And, God, we ask you, Lord, to clear out all distractions, God. I bind up any distractions sent from the enemy, God, and I loose your peace on this line today, God. I lose understanding. I lose your liberty on this prayer line this morning, God, that you may have your way, God, in each individual lives, Father. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray.
And his shape, he shares our pain inside. The Lord is not to wonder, but he allows you to know what you what you go through. Just know me, love me.
Praise God. I don't know about you, but it feels so good to know that God has his hands on me, because sometimes it just feels like you're all alone. It feels like you're going through that thing by yourself. But when someone comes along the way and just reminds you, he has his hands on you. He sees everything that you're going through. It just feels good to me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm going to pause for a moment, just open the floor, and see if Apostle Dean has anything she wants to say this morning.
Thank and praise God for an opportunity for prayer today. You know, prayer is always in order, and we should continually to pray. I thank God for using Mr. Prophet's wrong on today, and I thank God for all of you that's on this morning prayer, this Tuesday morning prayer. I thank God for you, and I don't take it for granted of your time, but prayer is always in order. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. That's the way we have to look at it, but nothing else. God bless you. You all have a good day.
Amen. And God bless you, Apostle. I also want to go ahead and open the floor up before we get started for any prayer request on this morning. Any prayer request.
Good morning. This is Maria Nelson. And
good morning.
Still requesting prayer just for God to, and I'm so grateful that you played that song. I hadn't listened to it in a long time. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's just, I really wanted to holler. If I wasn't at work, I probably would have just like started screaming and taking off in front of it, because that's how I felt. Because, you know, just in these times, and it just came to me this morning that, you know, it's a song by Travis Green that says, I just want you, you know, and it's like you grow up in church and you see things and God reveals things to you, and you're going through things in your life and things just don't seem to always be connecting. You know, it's like you're trying to put it together, like make it make sense. And, you know, and so, you know, and I asked for prayer last week, and I will not forget what you said, apply your senses to it. That made so much sense. It really touched my spirit, and I'm really working to do that because we're such emotional beings, and, you know, we live, you know, a lot by our senses. And so I'm just asking prayer again, you know, just to continue to pray my strength, that God continues to give me the strength to come out of that stuck place, which I feel like I am. I feel like I'm growing. I feel God moving and doing things. And Apostle, she spoke about, you know, God speaking to me and showing me things and giving me deeper wisdom, and God is really, all of his truth is just manifesting. So continue to pray for me that I will continue to just listen to God and allow him to, you know, take care of me and lead me and guide me through all of these, you know, difficult times that I'm experiencing right now.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing, Marie. Is there anyone else that's desiring prayer on this morning?
Amen. I am desiring prayer. This is Prophetess Brown. I have a prayer request for focusness, for being able to retain information. I'm in school, and it's a bit challenging, so I'm asking for prayer to be lifted up in that area. I also have a testimony from the prayer, how God moved last week. I had been having this agonizing pain, like on the side by my breast, under my arm, for a long time, and I tell you, I had to keep checking myself that God moved, and the pain is gone. I remember distinctly what you were saying about how you have to see yourself, see yourself. Yes. You just kept saying that. And I applied that method, and I tell you that God moved, and because that pain was, it was really beginning to be very, very hard. I was thinking to go to the doctor. I probably should have, but I didn't. But I'm just thanking and praising the Lord that that pain, hallelujah, is gone. So I thank and praise God for him moving. So that was my testimony, and that's my prayer request. And also I have a huge decision to make, and I'm still asking for prayer in that area. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank God. Thank you so much for Prophetess Brown for your prayer request, and thank you so much for being transparent and sharing the testimony. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else that would desire prayer or have a testimony to share?
You can pray. This is Apostle Dean. Just pray for the ministry, life support, outreach ministry, the prayer room ministry, the End Time Men and Women of War global ministry. Pray for us.
Apostle?
Yes.
Did you say anything else because your phone went out?
Did it? Okay,
uh-huh.
Just pray for the ministry. Pray for the ministry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And again, thank you all for sharing your prayer requests. My, I do have a prayer request to lay before you today. Continuous prayer for me and my walk, my journey that God has me on as well, and everything that's attached to my journey, that he will continue to get the glory through my strength and through my faith in him, that no matter what obstacle appears on this journey, that this, I would have the strength to continue to press forward. And when I don't,
yes,
I would have enough wisdom to reach out to other ambassadors of God's kingdom like yourself to help encourage me through. Because sometimes when we're going through certain things, the enemy wants us to think and feel like that we're the only one that's going through those things, or we're the only one that's dealing with those situations, and that is something to be ashamed of. But we all know he is just what he is, and that's a liar. He knows nothing else but to be a liar. So when that comes in your mind, that should incur, when that lie pops up, that should be your strength to know that you need to reach out. Do the opposite of what he tells you. Know the opposite of what he say about you. So I just want to encourage you on today with that as well as asking you for to continuously keep me in your prayers, as I will do the same for you. And I'm asking you to continue to pray one for another, even when we're off the prayer line, because we all need it. And you know how I know that we all need it? Because God said that we will suffer when we choose to follow him. So if you're not going through anything and you haven't been through anything and you're following the true living God, then you're going to go through something. So hold on to those words of encouragement and know that we're all here one for another. Amen?
Amen.
And before I start, I want to share the scripture with you, and I'm sure it's a familiar scripture to everyone. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Chapter 18, verse 19, the book of Matthew. And it just reminds us again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Those are God's spoken words. And then what I understand from the teachings I receive and from what registered my Holy in my spirit and what has been spoken to me from the Holy Spirit is that God's word is what moves God's angels. So when you're praying, instead of praying about your problems and the things that you are uncomfortable with, start praying God's word. If you're dealing with illness, pray God's promise. And if you're dealing with lack, pray God's promise. And if you're dealing with depression, pray God's promise. If you're dealing with confusion, pray God's promise. Everything that you're dealing with, you can find a promise from the true living God to you in reference to that. So swap that thing out and start praying his promise, because then at that point you're praying in faith. You're letting him know that you are familiar with his word and his promise and that you trust him. You believe in him and move forward as such. Walk into that thing. Something God shared with me, he told me, he said, daughter, he said, stop trying to figure it out and walk it out. And I thought about that thing. It took me a minute to digest it. But once revelation hit, stop trying to figure it out. Because when we're trying to figure something out, it's almost like we're walking in a circle. You're at a crossroad and you don't know which direction you go. So the longer you're staying there, turning around, trying to figure out which way to go, there's time that's lost there. There's time for frustration to settle in. There's time for loss of faith to settle in. And so much happened in that little time of confusion, but it's enough for you to be stagnated. So I'm encouraging you today, once we pray and we ask God for what we ask him for, like I said last week, see yourself having it. And stop trying to figure out how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who's going to bring it, where are they going to bring it from. That's not your responsibility. That's God's responsibility, and he does a good job in fulfilling his responsibility. So stop trying to figure it out and walk it out. And walk it out until you walk into it, because you will as long as you're walking in faith. Amen. So, God, I thank you on this morning for this opportunity,
amen,
Lord,
amen,
to pray with your people, with your people, the people of God, Father, my sisters and my brothers of Christ. I thank you, Lord. So I'm asking everyone today, just let me know that you're in agreement with Sister Marie, God giving her strength, which she already has, that God will give her the ability to tap into that strength that he has already given her, the peace that he's already given her, the liberty to do just what she desired to do in the kingdom of God, to walk in her purpose wholeheartedly. I believe she already have what she needs to have. She just needs the ability to tap into it. So I'm believing and asking you to be in agreement with me that she would, God would give her that ability, open up that third eye so she can see and know that she has what she's already asking for. And for Prophetess Braille, that your focus, God will has given you the ability to focus. Sometimes it's not that we don't have what we need. Sometimes we need to, again, just slow down and stop trying to figure that thing out and walk it out. Sometimes we have to, before I used to say yes to everything because my heart always wanted to help people, always wanted to be there for people. I wanted to fulfill my purpose. I didn't really know what my purpose was at that time, but I just knew that I wanted to do right before God. So I would just say yes to a lot of things that I probably should have said, you know what, I could do it maybe at another time, but right now I got too many things on my plate. So If it's okay, maybe later on if you're still in need, I can help you out or I can do this. Sometimes we need to say no because that interferes with our focus. When we have too many things that we're chasing at one time, guess how many things you're going to catch? Imagine yourself having a field of rabbits, and you're told just to catch one, but you're chasing all the rabbits in the field. Your chances of catching that one is slim to none because your direction is going to so many different ways. So I just encourage you on today, my sister, just review, you know, take a look at your agenda, your calendar, your schedule, things that you got going on. If it's anything that's not of a necessity, you know, pray with God about, you know, maybe even removing it or moving it at a different time or a different day to help you with that focus and that retention, because when we got a lot of things, it messes with that retention as well. So I know school is a huge responsibility. I just dropped my daughter off this weekend. So I know, you know, how that can be when it comes to the testing and papers and so many different things that you got to submit in a timely manner. And the Global End Time Ministry Women of War are believing that it's an overflow in all areas within this ministry that has already been fulfilled. And we're going to walk that thing out together in unity until the manifestation of everything that we've asked here today. And if you're in agreement with me, please say amen with me. And let's move forward in prayer.
Amen.
And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm asking you to come join me in prayer on this morning. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you on this morning, God. We thank you, God, for waking up in the midst of whatever may be going on, God. We thank you, God, that we still have the heart and the mind to serve you, God. We still have the heart and the mind to believe that whatever we're going through, whatever we're dealing with, whatever lays before us on this day, God, we just believe, God, that you're in the midst of it. God, a lot of times the questioning is not about whether you can or will do a thing for us. A lot of times, God, the questioning is about ourselves, Lord. So, God, we're asking you on today, Lord, to just give us the ability to tap in to what we need to tap in on this day, God, to fulfill your purpose. Because your word reminds us, Lord, to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And every single thing that's supposed to be a part of our life on this day, God, it shall be, Lord. So let us just learn to just seek you first, God. Instead of seeking that situation, instead of seeking that problem, God, let us remember, God, just to call on your name, just to worship on you in the morning, God, just to usher your spirit into our day, God, into our presence, God, and let us just hold on to that moment, Lord, and continue to call on your name throughout that day, God. Even things, God, that we didn't even know that we needed will manifest into our life, God. God, let us just remember, God, the promises that you have given us in reference to every single area of our life, God. God, even let us remember that you said that the weapons should form, but they shall not prosper, God. I just believe, God, just from my own personal experience, God, that the enemy, God, will pile your plate up, God, just to keep you off course, just to distract you, just to rob you of your focus, just to rob you of your peace of mind, just to rob you of your faith, God. But I am encouraging my sisters and my brothers on today just to hold on to the word of God and just be in tune with your discernment and just know when we should move and when we should stand, when we should speak and when we should open our mouth, when we should say yes and when we should say no, God. God, let us just learn to trust and walk in your word, God. If we learn and trust and walk in your word, God, every single thing, God, that you have ordained for to be in the midst of our life, in our ministry, God, it shall be, God. And I just just thank you for it on today. I thank you for clarity on today, God, because clarity is important, Father, for us as we walk through this journey, God, as we walk as ambassadors of your kingdom, God. We need that clarity, God, to know that you are speaking to us, God, to know that you are giving us a command to do this or not to do, God. So, God, I thank you on today, God, for the clarity day today, God. I thank you, God, for every promise you've given us, God, in reference to our healing. I thank you for every promise that you've given to us in reference to our peace, God, providing our each and every need, God, even things, God, that we have not mentioned on this line today that we're in need of, God. I just believe that it's already done. Even things that are rising up against us, Father, let us remember, God, if we're not doing anything that is beneficial, God, to the kingdom of God, Lord, then the enemy is not going to bother us, God. So if we're walking in our, if we're sitting in a hot and feel like we're walking on top of coal, on top of fire, Father, just let us remember, God, that we're probably right at the verge of that breakthrough of whatever it is, God, to tear his kingdom down, Father. So I'm asking you, God, to give us that clarity, God, so we can continue to press forward, God, that we can continue to pray our way through, God, that we can continue to walk in faith, God, knowing that you are God, knowing that you have already said, God, that it is done, it is finished, God, that it is ours, Father. So let us remember to walk in the liberty, God, of our healing, God, of our peace, God, of every promise that you have given us, Lord. Let us know that it's already done, God. Let us not forget, God, that we are a part of the unseen world, God. So let us not get caught up in the things that we see, God. Let us not always get caught up, God, in the things that we feel, God, that are uncomfortable to us, God. Yes, they're going to exist, God. I thank you, God, for those mountains, God, because this reminds us when we get off course, God, of who you are and what you're able to do in our life, God. So, God, I thank you for the mountain on today. I thank you for the uncomfortable feeling on today, God. I thank you, God, for the sometimes the pain, God, the aches, God, the confusion. I thank you for it, God, because it reminds us of the promises, God. It reminds us of who we are serving, God. I thank you for it, Father. And God, let us continue to remember, Lord, that you are no respecter person. Whatsoever you've done for one, you will do for other, God. Your promise, God, even, God, the wicked, God, they tap into, God, the promises, God, because they know the principles, God, the principles that you have laid out there before us, God. We are the righteous, Father. So, God, let us remember that those principles and those promises are for us, God, and let not the wicked, God, reap the benefits of what you have left for us, Father, and we're walking, God, like we're in poverty, that we're in lack, God, because we're not, Father. Those are for us. Those are riches and wealth that you have set up for us, God. Your word said the wealth of the wicked is set up for the just, Father. They belong to us, God. So I encourage everyone under the sound of my voice, God, to take back what's yours. It's your peace. It's your healing. It's your blessing. It's your miracle. Take it back. It belongs to us. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know that you are the righteous. Know that you're the one that God was speaking about when he said the prayers of the righteous will prevail as much. Sometimes the enemy, not sometimes, all the time, the enemy's always trying to distract us. He's trying to get us off course. He's trying to load us with frustration. He's trying to load us with anger. He's trying to load us with disbelief. Why? Because when we are loaded with that stuff, we're suffocating. And when we're suffocating, a lot of times we don't open up our mouth. We don't speak a thing out our mouth. It's power in our mouth. Open your mouth, Father. Speak out the true living word of God. Open it up. When the enemy throw pain in your face, you speak out God's word and tell him you are here. God has already paved the way. You're healed by the blood of the Lamb. And when he tells you that you don't have enough money for this and that there's a lack here and there's a lack there, open your mouth and tell him that God says he will provide all your needs in Christ Jesus. And I just encourage you on today to know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know that God has left promises here for you. God, know that
Thank
God
you,
is
Lord
on
Jesus.
Your side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Know that God has already
Thank
worked
you,
that thing out for you having the victory. Walk into it. Don't abort it because of the enemy. Don't abort it because he's put too much on your plate, God. Don't abort it. I'm encouraging you on today. Open your eyes up and see. Tap into your discernment and know that God has the plan written for you to have victory in every area of your life. And if it's something that the door is just not opening at this moment, maybe it's just not this season. So continue to walk in faith, knowing that God is going to do what's best for you each and every day of your life if we trust him. Sometimes we want to have something prematurely. And when we get things in our life that's prematurely and is never meant to be there for that season, when we get those things, so a lot of times those things bring storms. You walk through a door that you're having a frustration, you're having a hard, difficult time. And what I'm saying to you, when I was got married the last time, my apostle said, and I'm not saying that he wasn't supposed to be your husband, but I am telling you that you moved too fast. I got married. I went to the Justice of Peace and got married. And let me tell you, saints, I went through some storms. And my apostle said, daughter, those storms were never meant for you. Those are his storms that you are dealing with. But because you move ahead of God, you're in the midst of his storms when you never should be. So I share that little bit with you today just to tell you just to trust God. Wait on God. Don't move ahead of God. Just know that he has the best written out for you. Don't try to make something happen, because then you're going to start dealing with all that frustration and all that disbelief and all the things that's associated with it. Be obedient and hold on to the hand of God and let him walk you through this journey called life, because he will. I encourage you on today to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And know that everything shall be added to your life in the right season. In the right season. And I just thank God for every single thing. I declare and I decree that Sister Marie will have peace. She will have her strength. I declare and I decree that the revival on the inside of her will be so great and that she won't be able to sustain it, that even when she come on the line, she's going to have to open her mouth and just give a hallelujah praise to the point that it's going to impact all of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that Prophetess Brown, that you should have your focus that you need in this season, that you will have clarity. Your retention shall remain in every single area that you knew, because that retention is definitely important. Because when souls come across your path in need, you're going to need to pull that word of God up to encourage them along their journey, to encourage them in God, to encourage them in accordance with what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. But if we are crowded, if our mind is crowded with the things of this world, if we're carrying baggages that God never told us to pick up, it's going to impact even the souls that come across your path, because our life is about ministry. I understand that we're walking through this life, so we go to school and we do the things we have to do to develop ourselves. I'm not against that, but I'm just saying whatever you do, put God first and let him lead you through it. And you will have the victory in every single area that you're asking for. I declare and I decree, I already know, that in time, men and women of War Global Ministry is all over the globe. It's impacting people's lives in a kingdom way. We're moving according to God's plan and God's purpose and God's will. We're moving according to his will and not our own.
Yeah.
And with us doing that, there is no question in my heart that this ministry is going to prosper like none before. Everything attached to it is going to prosper
like none before.
Because you're standing here today doesn't mean you're going to be standing here tomorrow. Just know that God is a God of prosperity. Tap into him.
Yeah.
Hold on to his hand.
Yeah.
And just believe and know that he loves you. He loves you. He has his hands on you. He wants the best for you. He wants to see you prosper. He wants to see you fulfill your purpose and walk in, you know, in his will. That is his desire for you.
Yes.
So I encourage you today to continue to stay in God's word. Continue to trust him. Continue to call on him. And when you feel like that you're getting heavy weighted, then it's time for you to unpack, because you're carrying some things that you shouldn't be carrying. God said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if you start getting heavy weighted, lay that thing down. Go on your bending knees. Turn before the true living God. Let him speak to you. Let him relieve you of that load that you should not be carrying, so you can walk forward and do your ministry effectively for the kingdom of God, because we are ambassadors of God's kingdom. And all those fiery dots that's coming, by the time they hit you, you may feel a little sting from them, but they're going to go out. They can't penetrate this anointing. They can't penetrate it. So stand and know who you are in Christ Jesus. And let no devil in hell make you believe any different. We are mighty. We are powerful. You know how I know? Because the book of Genesis said we are made in his image. So if we're made in his image, when you say that you're weak, you're saying your God is weak. We are in his image. And my God that I serve and the God that you serve is not weak. He's a all-powerful. So you better know that you're all-powerful. You better walk in who you are and know that anything that the enemy tell you is contrary, he's a liar. And the truth is not in him. So I love you all today, tomorrow, forevermore. I speak God's blessings upon you. And I speak life upon you, strength, and start standing in that mirror, opening your mouth and speaking it upon yourself. Because every day is not going to be the same if we don't already know that. And there are people out there that's dealing with worse than what we're dealing with. So if we learn to start praying for them, God will work every single thing out in our that's concerning us, everything. He's not going to leave nothing out. I encourage you to be about God's business. Be about kingdom business, and everything else concerning you will fall in order, because God is a God of order. And before I close this prayer out, I want to close this out with encouragement on anyone or opening the doors of this ministry, End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, of anyone that desired to be a member of this ministry that's on fire for the kingdom, that's impacting the lives of people of the kingdom, and that's tearing down the enemy's temples. If you want to be a part of this journey, the doors of the church is always open. And for anyone that's desiring salvation, a free gift. Everybody loves a free gift. I'm just going to remind you on what it says according to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 to 10. It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and ask for your forgiveness, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So if anyone desires to be saved on today, just believe it in your heart and confess with your mouth. And I'm going to close this prayer out in obedience, knowing that everything that we've asked for is already done. And I'm closing it out in Jesus' name. And I just want to say, he unto you, and peace from God and Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. As you leave this line, go in peace, knowing that God is still with you, that you have the victory. It's up to you to claim it or lay it down, that you are healed, you are powerful, you are anointed, you're wise, you're a child of God, and you're made in his image. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I love each and every one of you. I put my number out again if you want. It's easier to text me, 804-986-6825. If you ever need prayer, I don't have to know specifics. Whatever you text me, I will be interceding for you. So feel free to use that number at any time. Ministry is 24/7. We're not of the world. We of the kingdom, and our job is ongoing. You guys go in peace, knowing that God loves you and he has his hands on you. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen. You too. Thank you.
And before I close out, I'm so sorry. Is there anything that God has laid anything on anyone's heart that you would like to share? All right. Well, I look forward to the testimonies next week. Amen. And thanks again for sharing, Prophet Frail.
Amen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.